I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 362,000 people need relief in Afghanistan following a deadly quake June 22nd. This number comes from the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Human Affairs. The Taliban met with the U.S., hoping to unlock Afghan banking reserves of $3.5 billion. Nehemiah with FMI has spoken with partners who've been affected by the quake.
More than 35 entire villages have been destroyed. Families affected by disaster now say they are struggling to see a future in the already impoverished area that has long been cut off from the rest of the country with no electricity. Very, very poor phone signals available.
FMI has suspended normal ministry, but partners are continuing to help those around them. Pray this ministry would glorify God, and pray more earthquake aid would arrive soon. And today marks the start of a life-changing summer for Native American and First Nations communities throughout the United States and Canada. This Summer of Hope outreach follows a five-day Jesus-focused retreat for Native American young people. Brad Hutchcraft oversees On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. He says the Holy Spirit moves on U.S. and Canadian reservations as Native American Christians tell their hope stories.
These are young people who stand on basketball courts in the middle of hundreds of local Native people. They stand there and say, we have been the suicide attempts, we've been the abuse victims, the gang members, drug dealers, but we have found hope, and his name is Jesus, and he is not the white man's God.
Ask God to move powerfully in Native American and First Nation communities. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.